if you want to see what the book of Hebrews is in a nutshell, look at Hebrews chapter 12, 1 and 2. This is Hebrews in a nutshell, the whole book in a nutshell. He wanted his readers to come to this conclusion, Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. Therefore, Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, we'll all say the same thing. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. What is life all about? A taste today and a feast tomorrow. So don't let anything get in the way of the race as you run with patience. Now, I want to say something, ladies and gentlemen. All life is about is the running with patience, which sounds like an oxymoron. How can you run and be patient? Surely running is the opposite of patient. But you don't want to mix the two. Everyone is are called to run, because that's what life's about. What, run what? Your race. Now, I want to say to you this morning, without qualification, every one of you has a race. We're not all in the same race in this context. We all have the same goal, but we're not all in the same race. Your race is about who you are in Christ. And there's no opposition to who you are in Christ other than the devil and you. The two worst oppositions to you in Christ is you and the devil. That's why in the Lord's Prayer says, deliver us from all evil. And the Greek literally says, deliver us from the evil one. Only one who's going to oppose you in your race is you and the devil. And you've got a race. And when you stand before God, it's not going to be on the basis of, did you have a good life? Did you have real peace? Did you really get the scope of forgiveness? Did you find fulfillment? He's not going to ask any of that junk. That's what your psychologist will ask you while he's charging you $125 to do so. He's going to ask you one question. Did you run the race? Did you finish that thing? Now, the race isn't the start. Bang goes the gun. Off goes the runner. That's not the race. I used to hate long distance running when I was in high school. We had to do a track. That meant 8 times around our field. I was the sprinter. Get it over with quick. I can't take this. 8 times round the track, I determined before the gun went off. About the 6th time, I was going to go over the hill at the back of the track and disappear into the bush and go to the tuck shop and get myself a Coke. Because I wasn't running 8 times around that track for anybody. It's too long. And you know what the moral of the story is? I didn't finish a whole lot of races. My buddy and I were over the hill, gone. I don't know what they thought of it when we disappeared, but that's another story. It's not an example I'm asking you to follow. The point I'm trying to make is, I didn't finish the race. I started out running. Boy, yeah, we were all there, enthusiastic to hear the gun go off. But we all didn't finish. I went AWOL over the bank. That means I didn't run the race. It means I started the race. And when you stand before Jesus, I pray, you won't hear him say, how come you started the race and didn't finish it? The race is about your call. It's about the anointing. And the more you run your race, the greater your anointing becomes. It's your race. We're not in competition with each other. We are a fitly framed together body in Christ. It's your race, buddy. And if I could run your race for you, I'd be galloping down the road here like one fast horse. But I can't run your race, David. I can't run your race, Tom. I can't run your race, Rick. I can't run your race, Jan. I can't run it. You have to run it and win it for yourself, or the devil's going to win it. And then, when you understand running is all about your race and not getting sidetracked with the concept of trying to create a permanent city out of a continuing one, he says, now you're going to be patient at it. And here's where I want to stop for a moment, because you see, the interesting thing about this thing is I've been running this race for 40 years. It's a long race. And I haven't got a word from God as to how much longer this race is going to go on for. Maybe it's 10 years. Maybe it's 20 years. Maybe it's 25 years. I don't know how long my race is. But I know this. I'm called of God not only to run it, but to be patient at it all those years long. Now, because of what God has so strongly put inside me, though I am challenged in the running of it, my greatest battle is in the patience for it. I keep on requiring too much of myself now and then getting disappointed when it doesn't happen and saying, I can't keep this up. I can't keep getting encouraging words from God about going on and running. I want to stop. I want to get there. Right. But no one said the race you're called to run is a sprint. He didn't say, I'm going to sprint for you. He's not going to race for you.